The Every Student Succeeds Act, or ESSA, was signed into law in December. It shifts the authority for public education back to the local level to transform industrial-age classrooms. Governor David Ige is leading the discussion.
Today, what we want from our students is really creativity and innovation. And I think we are trying to have kids learn for jobs that don't exist, which is really opposite to the industrial model where you want people who are compliant and able to do the same job over and over and over.
ESSA empowers teachers and parents, those closest to the students. The goal is to produce complex thinkers who are, above all, self-directed. Ken Kay co-authored The Leader's Guide to 21st Century Education.
When we wrote our book, one of the best interviews in it is with a senior executive from Apple who said, "We're at the point in Apple that if somebody needs to be managed, they're no longer employable." And so the question is, are we as K-12 educators really designing kids who are ready for the challenge of being self-managed?
ESSA reverses the federal No Child Left Behind mandate, which evolved into tests and standards to measure student achievement and teacher performance. While student testing will be required under ESSA, Department of Education Superintendent Catherine Matayoshi says classrooms will change based on community input.
No longer the teacher in the front of the classroom going through a textbook. There's so much more that's hands-on, getting out into the community, out into a stream to learn about the water and the native creatures. Lots more about the students being critical thinkers and not just doing worksheets.
Stevenson Middle School principal Linnell Dilworth says ESSA will not be a complete overhaul because schools are already focusing on the total student.
We have included in our master schedule robotics, STEM. We have two music lines, so not only band, but a poly music program. We have art clubs. So for students, it's more than just social studies, science, English, and math.
Waipahu High School junior Neil John Castaneda agrees and says his school develops skills he will need after graduation.
We're in a great environment right now. It's teaching us life skills, not just the four core subjects, but they're teaching me how to become a self-directed learner. And I think that will help me succeed in school and achieve my dreams where I want to be.
The governor's ESSA team will conduct workshops to gather input from stakeholders throughout the state. Governor Ige is committed to transforming Hawaii's public education system, an issue he has worked on for 30 years.
70% of the new jobs in this global knowledge economy require a college degree. Today's kindergartners will be employed in jobs that don't exist yet, using technology that has not been invented to solve problems we don't even know are problems yet.
The deadline to submit Hawaii's plan to the Federal Department of Education is July 2017. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.